Dan Vrakis likes to say that the best thing for Waukesha County is a healthy Milwaukee, and vice versa. But by anyone's measure, Waukesha County is pretty healthy in its own right. Vrakis calls it an economic powerhouse.
We're producing almost 12% of the entire state of Wisconsin budget. We're second most valuable county in terms of property value, and we're the third most populous county now, right behind Milwaukee and Dane County. We've got the highest family income in the state. We lead the state in the amount of patents issued, so we're not only an economic powerhouse, but we're an intellectual powerhouse.
To the east of Waukesha, Milwaukee County's list of economic indicators is quite different. A recent study by UWM found that the city of Milwaukee's unemployment rate is the second worst in the nation among the 50 largest cities. Only Detroit had more people out of work. Milwaukee also has the reputation as the most segregated city in the country. It suffers from slow job growth, and more than a quarter of its residents are living in poverty. Waukesha County Executive Dan Vrakis says Milwaukee's at an interesting place right now.
It's almost as though some of the best things are happening in Milwaukee and some of the worst things at the same time. And anyone who visits Milwaukee frequently can see all the wonderful condo development and the things that are happening on the lakefront and the museums. It's a wonderful place. But then there are issues that really are cause for concern. And so that's, I think, the challenge for all of us. We have to work together as a region.
Vrakis says Waukesha and Milwaukee counties and several others recently received a $5 million grant for job training. He says they got the grant only because it was a regional effort. Vrakis says he's also talked with Milwaukee County Executive Scott Walker about sharing the cost of bus service in certain areas. Economists say expanded public transportation such as buses or commuter rail would help boost job growth in the region. But Vrakis says he won't support regional transit proposals that call for raising taxes.
I look at how much money we're spending on transit, and I think we can do a better job of what we're doing with the current revenue. And until I see that, I'm not willing to raise any revenue, because people in their family budgets, anybody that runs a business can tell you that you can always make your operation more efficient.
That principle frames Vrakis' overall outlook on regionalism and the way he manages his county government.
We're sharing a medical examiner with Washington County. We're sharing an agriculture agent with Jefferson County. We're providing medical examiner services to Racine County. We're sharing an emergency government coordinator with Ozaukee County. This is the way of the world. We're also doing things internally in Waukesha County among our 37 different municipal partners to help buy the cost of labor training down, for example. Regional cooperation doesn't always mean new money.
That could be easier to say when you have a lot to work with. As Vrakis mentioned, Waukesha County has the second highest property values in Wisconsin and the highest family incomes in the state. And Waukesha County's good fortunes continue. Development has started on the 1,600-acre Pabst Farms housing and retail project along I-94. When finished, it'll be Waukesha County's biggest property taxpayer. But Vrakis says that project will benefit the entire state. Through state revenue sharing, most of the sales tax generated by Pabst Farms will be doled out to communities with lower property values and more need.